There are questions today after President Trump's meeting yesterday with California leaders opposed to their state's sanctuary city policies. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims said they prevent her from telling immigration officials about jailed undocumented immigrants, even if she thinks they're in gangs. Here's Trump's response.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals, and we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before.
Now, the Trump administration is suing California. The state says requiring local officials to work with immigration officers erodes trust in local police. But the president's comments have caused some controversy. So what's true? USA Today immigration reporter Alan Gomez is here. Alan, start with illegal crossings into the U.S. They typically increase in the spring with seasonal workers. What are we seeing?
Well, if you ask the White House, they are seeing an unprecedented, never before seen increase in border crossings. According to the Department of Homeland Security, they say in April of this year, there was a 227% increase from April of 2017. That sounds like a very jarring stat, but when you put these numbers in historical context, we're right at normal range for the past, say, 10 years. We used to catch up over a million people crossing the border a year. That was back in the 2000s. We're on pace right now for about 360-some thousand.
Well, but still, the recent months have been the highest monthly totals since President Trump took office. And we know he's very upset about this. We know he berated his Homeland Security Chief, Kirstjen Nielsen. She and Attorney General Jeff Sessions have said that they're going to file criminal charges against anyone crossing illegally. Now, some people might be saying, wait, that you don't already do that? It is illegal. Why isn't it a criminal charge? So is this unusual that it's going to be a criminal charge?
Yeah, in federal law, it is a criminal charge if you cross the border between ports of entry, but historically it's been treated more like a civil violation. It's only when you rack up 2, 3, 4, 5 illegal crossings, when you develop a criminal record in the United States, that all of a sudden those crossings reach a criminal level where they're prosecuted as such. And so, yes, Attorney General Jeff Sessions instituting what he's referring to as a zero tolerance policy, where anybody caught crossing the border between those ports of entry will be treated criminally, and then their children get separated from them if they're coming as a family, and they're facing prison time on top of eventual deportation.
We'll talk about that. The Trump administration pushing for this policy of separating the undocumented immigrant children from their parents, who, as you said, will be charged criminally. The Trump administration is talking about possibly using military bases to house them. How does this work? Don't you need people to take care of them?
And that's where Congress has a lot of questions. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has been in front of a couple of committees in the last couple of weeks, and that's one of the things that she's been asked about the most. She hasn't been able to tell them how many children they've separated from their parents. They haven't been able to provide sort of what the training, what that process is going to be like. It ends up being Health and Human Services, the federal agency that will end up taking care of them. But right now, there's a lot of questions for such what's going to be a dramatic increase in the number of children, foreign children that are in this country, and we're still not quite sure how they're all going to be taken care of.
Well, and we understand that the places where the children might be put now are almost at capacity because there's so many of them. I was taken by another statistic that 5 years ago, families with children and unaccompanied minors made up about 10% of illegal border crossings. Now it's up to 40%, and this is of those detained so that they can get that stat. What does that say to you, that so many more families with children are coming?
Remember, traditional last 10, 20 years, undocumented immigration into this country has been predominantly young working age males coming over here to work. And so what you're left with is a lot of cities back in Central America where mostly you see mothers and children. And as the violence in places like Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala has just gotten so out of hand, we're talking about some of the murder capitals of the world. That's what you're left with, is those mothers, those children trying to get over here any way they can. So the administration will say that they're just trying to take advantage of our immigration law. But if you talk to a lot of them, they'll say, no, this is just the only way we know how to find a safe place to live.
Well, let's get your thoughts on one last claim the president made, that we're taking them out of the country at a rate that's never happened before. What is true about the deportation numbers?
Well, that is not right. What the administration has done is dramatically increased the number of undocumented immigrants arrested in what they refer to as the interior of the country. So ICE agents going out and rounding up undocumented immigrants living in the country. Those numbers are up. They're up some 40% overall. The number of undocumented immigrants without a criminal record is also going up quite dramatically. But deportations are actually down. These are cases that take a long time to process, and there was already a very, very large backlog in the immigration court system before President Trump came into the office. So you pile on all those extra arrests, and it's slowing the process down, and it's making it harder for them to deport them and get them out of the country.
Alan Gomez, USA Today immigration reporter, thank you.
Thank you.